From Finsbury Park, ladies and gentlemen, Radio London presents the Beach Boys Show, introducing Carl Wilson, Bruce Johnson, Mike Love, Al Jardine, and Dennis Wilson, the Beach Boys.
Ba 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 brand.
Ba 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 brand.
Oh, ba 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 brand. Ba 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 brand. Ba 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 brand. You got me rocking and rolling, rocking and reeling. Ba brand. Ba 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 brand. Went to a dance looking for a man. Saw a ba brand, so I thought I'd take a chance. Ba brand. Ba brand. Ba brand.
Many thanks indeed, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the special repeat show of the Beach Boys program, which was recorded at Finsbury Park, just about a month ago. And I'd like to thank everybody who's kindly written in. There have been thousands of letters to repeat the show, and so we thought the best thing we could do was to bring it to you on a Sunday afternoon. Okay, we're going to do that, and we're going to extend the program. Instead of the 40 minutes we had last time, today it's all down to an hour of the Beach Boys. And we're going to start off by speaking to Bruce Johnson.
My biggest regret this trip is that we didn't have a chance to go out to the ship and actually see where the broadcasts come from, but maybe next time we'll be able to. We don't have enough time.
Back in the States, what do you manage to get up to in your spare time, if you have much spare time when you're not touring?
Well, I produce records in my spare time, and I go surfing in the ocean with a surfboard. I really do surf. I'm the only one in the group that does. I take little trips and things.
Is it easy to surf, genuinely?
No. You have to be a fairly good swimmer, and you have to exercise and be fairly strong and not too fat, otherwise you get tired. And if you get knocked off a wave, you know, you've got to hold your breath for 30 seconds sometimes if it's a big wave. So if you stay in shape and you learn how to surf, it's pretty easy.
Tell the teacher we're surfing. Surfing USA. Hang your knees and fall outside.
Surfing USA from the Beach Boys.
If you want the car on the same day as your wife, who wins? Avis can help keep the peace and save your pride. Rent a car from Avis. Give her a kiss and the keys, and off she goes. She'll think she's won. Avis will know she's won. And you'll know she can't lose with an Avis car. Ring Avis at Mayfair 7811. Mayfair 7811. And ask for full details.
Radio London, and it's the special edition of the Beach Boys show.
Jardine of the Beach Boys.
Oh, welcome over to Britain. This is, I've lost count now. How many times have you been over? How many is it, in fact?
This is the third time in as many years, I believe.
What is your honest opinion about the British public this time? I know it's a very fleeting visit. You've been here literally a week, and then it's all down to going on to Stockholm, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's really the British Isles. Yeah, we'll be going up to up Stockholm and Helsinki, and then take a little holiday in Amsterdam for a while, and then we'll be going into Germany, to Cologne and Berlin.
Have you found that the British audiences are different this time you've been in 1967 to when you came last time? Are they more noisy or hippie, would you say?
I find them quite similar, actually. Yeah, they're very, like the difference in the first and second show is just still the same. Like the first show is always really loud and the second one's more conservative. You know, and that probably accounts, the accounting for that is because of the age differences, I suppose.
Can you say why there's been a very long delay in getting a single out in Britain, Then I Kissed Her, out now, which shouldn't, of course, been released as a single. It's an album track, you know, a couple of years old. Do you know why there's been a delay at all?
Well, kind of, yeah. I just, that we've got lots of good material and great tracks, but we just haven't gelled vocally yet. I haven't got anything down that we like. And so he's kind of unorthodox, but we haven't released anything. So they release things for us, you know, not
you know, without even asking us or anything. But that's beside the point, I guess. That's business.
Show business. Yeah. Talking about the United States of America, which I suppose we weren't really, whereabouts are you from back home?
Well, we're all from Los Angeles, or the Los Angeles area in California.
Do you all meet up with each other when you're not, in fact, on gigs or doing shows, you know, in your spare time and you're living with your families? Do you all meet up and they knock around town and things, or do you split completely?
Well, we live pretty close together, and for obvious reasons, so that we can, you know, when we have a meeting or we have a recording session, we can get together in quick time. And so we see a lot of each other, therefore, you know, on, you know, personal matters, too. We go out and dine and, you know, go to movies and all that stuff.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much for being a happy stay in Britain. Come back and see us. Well, do you know when you're coming back next time? Any schedules being worked out?
When we get another couple of records out, and probably, I would say within a year's time, if we, as I said, if we have something that's good, because we're not that pleased with this last release, and we feel that we should have something to offer, something new to offer, before we, you know, before we come over again.
Talking about commercial radio, Al, which we won't, do you find it rather amusing to come to Britain and not hear very many commercial stations like back in Los Angeles, L.A., where there's numerous stations?
Yeah, actually, it's rather depressing, really, because it's ridiculous, because it's, you know, a media that's so important to young people, especially, well, to anybody. I mean, to have a, you know, a competitive system of stations that can bring you better, you know, and more popular things, I think. That's my opinion. And that's where it's at.
Are there more commercial stations in America than anywhere in the world, I think?
I would imagine so, yeah. There's gobs of them, you know. I mean, they have to apply for licenses, and they can have so many on a certain, you know, frequencies and all that on your band. And then it's very competitive, and so many can survive in a certain area. You know, there's so much room for a station, like an AM station, for instance. And which most of our popular music is broadcast on. So it's, like I said, it's a highly competitive thing, but anybody can try, you know, which is a nice part about it. I mean,
does it strike you as odd when you come over to Britain to find that radio stations broadcast, in fact, from a ship?
It's really remarkable. It's a catchy idea. In fact, some people in the States have thought of doing it, you know, and don't ask me why. I haven't figured out what advantage there would be to it, but it would be a gimmick as much as anything. But it sounds interesting. Yeah, it really surprised me that the pop stations were broadcasting from boats. In fact, I just read recently that, I don't know which station it was, but they had to quit broadcasting a couple of days ago because their anchor was dragging, which I thought was kind of funny. There was a storm out there, you know.
What have you found as the most popular of the three numbers you've sung on the British tour this time, which has had the loudest applause, would you say, apart from Barbara Ann?
Yeah, I guess, God only knows, and Good Vibrations, and oh, of course, So Good to Me. They like that very much.
Yeah.
Good to Me, recorded by the Beach Boys, and you're listening to a special repeat broadcast of the Beach Boys show on
Big Gal.
Where the action is.
And tonight, Sunday the 11th of June, why not pop along to the Big L party night at the Hermit Club, Hermitage Road, Hitchin in Hertfordshire. And if you see Pete Drummond, stamp on his foot and say, Skew sends his regards. Alrighty.
Going abroad? Well, don't forget your passport. And don't forget to buy the Maurier Super King, the smooth, longer than king-size British cigarette.
Super King!
Yes, Super Kings are export only. The extra long cigarette is already an international hit. On sale in aircraft and duty-free shops aboard. Don't forget the name.
Longer than king-size.
Smoother than king-size. Super King! Most Super Kings aboard, bring a carton back.
Hi there, this is Mike Love, and I'm happy to have an opportunity to speak to you all.
Mike, we're delighted to see you over here with Mrs. Love. Or can we be a little more informal?
Oh, well, her name's Suzanne. Say hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Don't say hi, say hello.
Hello.
Did you bring Suzanne over with you last time, Mike?
No, I did not. She was busy making babies, and she was, well, actually, we... So you had the baby December 27th, and we were here in November, so it was kind of inconvenient for her to travel at the time.
How many children have you got, in fact?
Well, Suzanne and I have one child, Haley.
Haley?
Mm-hmm.
Who's looking after the said person now?
Our Spanish babysitter.
Suzanne, your first time ever to England?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it, or do you find it rather cold and bleak?
I like it. I like cold weather.
Mike, what do you manage to get up to when you're back in Los Angeles? Do you have a great deal of spare time or not?
Do I?
No.
No, we usually find a lot to do in between tours and stuff. We hope to not do so many tours and things this summer and enjoy our new homes we all have.
Who does the cooking in the house?
Well,
we don't eat.
We don't eat. Yeah, the
true.
Trees grow it, we pick it and eat it, and that's about it. No, Suzanne does cook, and we find ourselves going out to eat a lot, though, because we'll be out somewhere doing something, and it's more convenient to eat out, but when she does cook, she's a good cook.
Into the Beach Boys repertoire, what are your favorite three tracks that you've released?
Wouldn't it be nice? Don't Worry, Baby, and... A Sloop John B.
Oh,
with the latest, the greatest news. Justina are giving wine away. Yes, free wine. A quarter bottle free with every full bottle of Justina Portuguese wine you buy. That's two full glasses. Justina, wonderful value at only 9 shillings a bottle, and now with this fabulous free offer, while stocks last. Dry or sweet white, red or rosé, just ask for Justina at all public houses and off licenses of Watney's, Men's, Templin's, and many good wine merchants. But hurry!
Mike and Suzanne Love, thank you very much indeed for popping in the program, and a very happy stay to you and yours in Britain and also on the continent in Stockholm.
Thank you very much. I hope it, our being here on the program doesn't destroy your ratings. Or whatever.
With everyone, fine food flavor, what a treat. Make your mouth feel fresh and sweet.
Juicy fruit adds to your fun. Juicy fruit, chewing gum.
Peter Phillipson here to inform you about our special drive to keep free radio on the air. The response to our university's appeal so far has been fantastically good. Not only have students all over the country been handing in their names, but some of the national newspapers are also taking an interest. If you are a student and have not yet handed in your name, please send a stamped addressed envelope to me, Peter Phillips, care of Corpus Christi College, spelled C-O-R-P-U-S, Corpus, C-H-R-I-S-T-I, Christi, Corpus Christi College, Cambridge. As soon as I hear from you, I will send you a free membership card. The address again is Peter Phillips, care of Corpus Christi College, Cambridge. I ask you to act as quickly as you can, as we don't know how much time there is left. In a few days' time, there will be an announcement on School Spot for everybody at school who is interested in this special drive. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Peter.
Big Gal.
Where the action is.
Why not go and skate with the stars at fabulous Queen's Ice Club, the home of Britain's world champions? Queen's welcomes everyone. There are 3 sessions daily, every day.
This weekend, where the action is.
Anymore.
I mean,
it's
his.
Oh, it's mine. It's mine.
Man,
did you order one?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
Carlos.
What'd you get me?
Oh, pickle. I'm gonna
take a bite
pretty quick.
Oh, thank you. I would have rather.
No, that's on.
Hey, there's onions on this, so I hope all you guys get one.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to part two of the Beach Boys Show. We're going through right the way until 3 o'clock this afternoon, this Sunday, June the 11th.
Two other times, and we're having a great time.
Have you enjoyed it this time more? Has it been the weather's put you off perhaps a little?
No, it's really been easier this time because we haven't had as much to do. You know, I mean, last time we did interviews and a lot of press work, and we did a radio show, or a couple actually. And, you know, it's just been a lot easier this time, you know.
You haven't had much time really to relax, have you, since you've been in Britain? You've been racing all round from London to Manchester to Birmingham to Glasgow.
Not too much time, but we've had time to relax enough.
You've seen the group, the Monkers, who are also from your part of the world, or that part of the water, shall we say. Have you any comments to make about them? Do you think they've soared to success too quickly, perhaps?
Well, I don't really know if they've been successful too quickly. I don't, you know, I mean, who can say, but I think that they've been great, you know, for the people, because they all love them, you know, and they're very happy, and people love to see, you know, happiness, and so that's a great thing, you know, because they really do make the kids happy, you know.
Have you a favorite British group or British artist at all that you you like personally?
Yeah, it would actually have to be the Beatles, you know.
Why would you say that?
Well, because I like the records the best.
You're screamed out of house and home, literally, over here in Britain. Do you like being screamed at by teenagers?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, it's you know, you have a great time when you play for a screaming audience, you know, because it's exciting, you know, and it keeps everything up. And then, of course, when there's a quiet audience, you can concentrate more on the music, because when it's loud, you can't really hear what you're doing.
Sure of the number of E's in that jingle, then listen again right throughout today, Sunday, just to make sure. Send your answers to Green Shield Competition, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London West 1. And the first three correct answers received by first post next Tuesday, which is June the 13th, will receive the prizes of 100,000, 40,000, and 20,000 Green Shield stamps. Winners of this competition will be announced a week today in the Fab 40 show on Sunday, June the 18th. As this is the first week of the Green Shield series of competitions, we'll give you another chance to hear that jingle right now.
The Green Shield.
True to your school from the Beach Boys.
They're breaking into the bed now. They've collided, and they're off the track.
It's at times like this you wish you had a Bauer Mini movie camera. Why? Because the Bauer Mini takes automatic pictures anywhere without fiddle or fuss, even loads automatically, and so compact it fits into your pocket. The Bauer Mini is a precision camera from Germany. At £29.15, it's a real bargain. See your camera dealer about the Bauer Mini S. B-A-U-E-R. Get the picture?
This is Wonderful Radio London. Where your hearing things, where your caring things.
Hi, this is Dennis Wilson on Radio London.
Greetings, Dennis, and welcome to the British Isles. Your third tour, is it this time, or fourth, maybe?
Third. One, two, third.
Have you ever sat down and counted how many records you've made up to date in the States? Or is that almost an impossible question?
I don't know, really. I haven't really stopped to count, you know. I don't look back, I just look forward. Try to.
That's pretty good. Looking right forward now, we've got the current release over here in Britain, which was taken from an album. Are you pleased about this release, or would you have preferred perhaps some other new song you'd done? Not a record that was made 2 years ago.
I think the only reason that record was put out is for EMI wanted to make money, I guess. I don't know. I think it's personally, I don't think it's right, you know, but I have nothing to say about that, I guess.
Have you got anything to say about future releases, perhaps when they'll be coming out, singles?
We're not quite finished with the singles. We're almost done with the album and we're almost done with the singles. You know, it takes a long time to do it right. You know, want to just make it right instead of just put it out, you know, because we want to make good records.
Have you ever worked out how long you do actually spend when you make a single? Are there a terrific number of hours involved to get perfection?
We have a very unorthodox way of recording. We go down and just whatever happens, happens. You know, it's expensive, I guess, but it's the only way that we can make records.
Yes. Do you find a particular time of the day is better? You do it at night or during the day or just when the fancy takes you?
It's hard to get studio time. We prefer, I would prefer, like, recording from the morning into the afternoon, but we usually start at night and go all through the night.
What do you do in your spare time back in Los Angeles, Dennis?
Fish.
What kind of fish? Deep sea fishing or trout fishing or what?
Well, I love deep sea fishing. I do more ocean fishing than anything else. Just to get out is good. And I love the mountains and mountain fishing. And when I get back, when I'm going up the mountains with a very special friend.
How long do you spend up there? About a week at a time fishing or just a dull day?
I'd spend a month if I could.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fish do you go for particularly?
Depends. Anything, you know. It's just good to catch a fish.
Do you eat them normally when you catch them?
The ones I want to eat, I'll keep. And the ones I don't want to eat, I let go because, you know, they got to grow up.
I love the colorful fishing and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of her gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. She's giving me the excitation. I'm backing up the vibration. She's giving me the excitation. Good vibration. I know she must be turned.
Young at heart by Badgers.
He's got it right. You try.
I bet they can't sing, Badgers.
Hey, you can try. If you'd like to win a Polaroid swinger camera, listen in at 5 p.m., Monday to Saturday, to the Summer Spot the Flavor competition. There's dozens of prizes every week, and it's so easy. Join me, yours truly, Mark the Roman, in the Summer School Spot at 5 and win a Polaroid swinger.
Summer's sunlit, the prettiest raindrops. I bet they can't sing, Badgers.
Ah, we're on the Beach Boys show, ladies and gentlemen, from 266 Radio London for a Sunday afternoon, June the 11th. Fond farewells. For the last 60 minutes, you've been listening to a repeat extended Beach Boys show, which was recorded at the Finsbury Astoria in London in May. Taking part in the program were Bruce Johnson, Al Jardine, Carl Wilson, Mike and Suzanne Love, and Dennis Wilton. This is Keith Hughes, producer, saying grateful thanks to the Arthur House Agency for making this program, the Beach Boys show, possible.
Driving down the street, I just don't want to be bugged sitting next to my sweet. The other guys are pretty tough. All those other gas over there, they're not yet tough. I get around.
get around,
I get around.
Well,
I'm